What's new to your club after the big win?
Oh, it's a good question. It's a younger group, and I think that, look, you start off the season with three straight losses. You know, you're working through the week, and, you know, it gives you some validation to get a win. I mean, it obviously was needed, and, you know, we didn't turn the ball over. We didn't take it away, but we didn't turn it over, and we did enough things to get a win. And comparing it to a few of the other games, you know, we weren't able to close out. We were in week one versus Arizona, you know, into the fourth quarter, and then they end up, you know, getting away from us. Week two, coming back at home, Tampa Bay, another game, and Carolina the same way. Came down to the final drive. So another close game, but we were able to win this one.
Sean, you played the Eagles offense 2 years ago, and the run game was obviously a strength then, not so much now. What do you see that's different now as opposed to then?
For us or for the Eagles?
For Eagles.
Well, I would say it's noticeably different. It's a more physical front. We got some nickel looks in that playoff game. There's some structure similarities, and yet I would say, they're playing the two-gap technique extremely well. They carry some of that over in their sub. You know, so when you start looking at the rushing totals, it's definitely a more physical, heavier front.
How about the Eagles' offense?
Well, look, you know, one of the things, and we kind of went through some of the same struggles at the start and battled, you know, the early down efficiency. You know, in some of these games, you turn to your call sheet and you're looking at your third and sevens, third and nines, third and tens. And so I'm sure that they're preaching the same thing we are with first and second down efficiency.
Sean, I'm testing your memory here, but Chip referenced your decision to sign Drew Brees when the Eagles decided to trade for Sam Bradford, specifically taking the injury risk there. What do you remember about that decision and all that went into it?
Well, I remember everything. It was 2006. We were at the combine. We had the second pick in the draft, and we were studying the quarterbacks closely, whether it was the Linehart or Vince Young. You know, with the second pick, obviously we had to pay close attention to that draft. And coming home at the end of February, probably was the day we were leaving the combine, I had gotten word that the Chargers had released Drew. Then we began to gather some information with regards to the injury. I think ultimately we felt as an organization that if someone was going to be able to recover from that type of injury, it would be someone with Drew's makeup. You know, he was very diligent. He's an extremely detailed and hard worker. It also would give us some flexibility with that second pick to take the best available player, if you will. I think, you know, we were post-Katrina also, so I think that we had to be more aggressive. I can recall the recruiting trip, putting together the PowerPoint presentation, the offense. We knew the other team that was interested was Miami. And, you know, when it came to the hiring of our coaching staff, when it came to the signing of free agents that year, it wasn't like we were winning any toss-ups. And so we had to get all in, if you will, and we made that decision with him. And, you know, fortunately, to an extent that he chose us. Obviously, there's risk all the time when you do that, and yet there's still conviction in knowing exactly what you're getting when healthy.
Hey, if I could ask you about two guys with the Eagles who played for you for quite a few years in Sproles and Malcolm Jenkins, just kind of like, you know, if it was tough to see those guys go and how they've done since coming to the Eagles.
Well, it was absolutely tough. Both have great football makeup, and when it comes to preparation, football IQ, toughness, I would say both are extremely well respected in the locker room. I know they were here, but throughout their, if you watch them play, all right, and I've had a chance, obviously, to see a lot of both of them. Rarely do they do something on the football field that would surprise you or be not what you want them to do. So their football IQ is fantastic. Malcolm, we drafted in 09 and came in and played nickel the year we went to the Super Bowl. And then Darren, we were able to get when he left San Diego. And so those are two great acquisitions for Philly and for Chip. And obviously two guys that I've got an extremely strong opinion of.
Sean, as you're probably aware, it's been a lot of turnover and struggles with the kicking game in the NFL this year. I was wondering if you have did you consider us making a switch after this past week?
Well, you're constantly paying attention to that. I would say more turnover in the first quarter of this season than I can recall with regards to kickers. We just worked out three kickers. And periodically you work players out because you're constantly trying to update your short list. And you learn something every time you have a workout. You get a better feel for these guys. I just had my assistant, Jason, I said, go pull up the last 20 Pro Bowl kickers. You know, the last 10 years, there's two a year, right? NFC and AFC. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even know if it's NFC and AFC anymore, but there's two Pro Bowl kickers a year. And I would say 12, 13 of them are with a secondary club that they arrived at as opposed to the primary club, like a Janikowski, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a little confidence, and all of a sudden some good things happen. Our guy, Zach, you know, on the road at Arizona, comes up big with a number of kicks. And then, you know, he has the one block, which happened in week two. And then, you know, the tough thing always is when you put yourself in a position like the other night and you get down inside, you know, the area where you feel like, you know, you're in the high 90s, you know, it was unfortunate, and yet I'm glad we were able to respond, you know, because you do feel that momentum swing and you know, all of a sudden it's an overtime game and you're thinking, you know, we've done everything just to finish it. So I don't know if there's any magic formula or words of wisdom for those guys. I just think that, you know, you hope that – I do know this. I think with the new PAT change, I do know that there's – I think it's enhanced the value of a good kicker.
Sean, you have a background in quarterbacks. When you watch the film of Sam Bradford and if you go back and kind of watch the evolution of his career, what do you see on film about him?
He's a quick decision maker and he's accurate. I think he's tough to sack. The ball comes out. And I also think he's a winner. I think the thing that draws you to him is he's won a lot of games. He's kind of got that poise in the pocket that you look for. There's a toughness to him. And I think those are the things that come to mind. I can remember, you know, him coming out of Oklahoma and obviously, you know, seeing him in St. Louis and now with the limited games, just the four games here in Philadelphia.